Snowmelt. This was my story. I didn't mean for it to get away from me, to get out of hand. I watched alone as the snow melted to become pitiful heaps of dirty ice, retreating before the sun as we turned back closer to its heat. I told myself to hold on until spring, and then, when it finally arrived, I couldn't believe my eyes. One Sunday in March, I stayed in my room all day, waiting for the last piles of snow to vanish, peeking from behind the blinds from time to time to check as they shriveled to nothing. Superstitious. When they vanished, I'd be able to move on. There'll be no more pieces to pick up or push from the path. After carrying its weight all this long winter, I will be able to feel the thaw inside me, inside the ground. I've become sick and tired of leafless trees, straw-colored grass, though I will contrive this final symbol from the snow, remnants that I notice. Whatever the pain is like, the pain we say we quick forget, what the pale pink faded scar cannot recount is remembered, making faith less hardy, stirring, still, an uneasy bile. These new leaves are suspect, too. I can't trust them to endure. Their frothy, blinding green and lush demeanor might not last, might not survive the winter.